a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
In the time of the Mishnah, there was a man, we'll call him Shmuel, and he was walking down the street carrying something on his back. It was something very, very big. It was so big that it had to lean on his back. It was a big bag of brown chickens. All of the chickens in Shmuel's bag were tied together with red strings around their feet. These chickens were live chickens. Shmuel must have been on his way to the marketplace to sell them. Shmuel had been walking and walking and walking for a long time, and he continued walking. And suddenly, he got very, very hungry and very, very tired from walking so much, carrying the chickens on his back. Shmuel thought to himself, "Let me sit down right here. First I'll rest, and then when I have some energy to walk some more, I'll look for a place to go buy some food to eat." Shmuel put down the bag of chickens, and he sat down on a bench. The bench was in front of a house that looked very broken down. After resting on the bench for a while, Shmuel decided that it was time to get something to eat. And so he stood up and didn't know where there was a store in that neighborhood. He looked to his right. He didn't see any stores. He looked to his left. He didn't see any stores. Thankfully, somebody was passing by on the street. "Hello," said Shmuel. "I don't live here. Where can I find the nearest fruit store, bakery shop, any place that I can go to buy something to eat?" And the person on the street said, "Oh, it's pretty far away, sir. You see, you'll need to walk down to that first sign over there, you see? Then make a left. And then two blocks later, make a right. And then go a little bit further, make a left, a quick right, and then another left. And then you'll see the store. It's quite a long walk." "Thank you so much," Shmuel said. He thought, "It sounds like it's going to take me a while to get to the store." And so he decided to leave his bag of chickens right near the bench in front of the broken down house. "I'll come back to pick them up on my way back. They're way too heavy to carry all this distance," he thought to himself. So that's what he did. He went on his way. He had to go all the way down, and he had to make a right and a left and a left and a right and continue. It wasn't so easy to find the store, but he found it. He asked some people for help along the way, and he bought some delicious fruit and nuts. And after he ate, he was feeling so much better and so much stronger. And now it was time for Shmuel to go back and pick up the bag of chickens that he left on the street. He didn't have to worry that they would run away because their feet were tied. And so Shmuel is trying to retrace his steps to get back to the broken down house, because he was sitting on a bench in front of a broken down house. That he remembered. He's walking and walking. He's going left and right and then another left and another right. And he got so lost.
Uh-oh.
Shmuel tried again, a different route. This way he went right, right, then left, then straight, then right, then left. He couldn't find that broken down house anywhere. After a few hours, Shmuel decided that he was just going to go on his way and go back to his hometown. Yep. I'm just going to have to leave those chickens near that broken down house. I'm done. I can't look anymore. In the broken down house, there lived a big, big tzaddik and a big, big tzaddiket. Their names were Rabbi and Mrs. Hanina ben Dosa. And the Dosa family, they were a very, very poor family. Even though they didn't have a lot of money, they never complained. And Hashem helped them in lots of different ways. And they were happy people, but they had very, very little money. So Mrs. Bendoso was in the house, and she heard a noise outside of her broken down house. So she went to the door to check out where the noise was coming from. I see a bag of chickens, Mrs. Bendoza said. She looked all around the bag to find a name. She could not find a name on the bag. While she had no idea who brought the bag there, she did know one thing. She knew that there was a mitzvah in the Torah called Hashavat Avedah, returning something that's lost to its owner. And because she couldn't find or see the owner, she decided that she would take those chickens into her yard and take care of them until the owner would come back to pick them up. And so Mrs. Bendoza untied the red string that was around the feet of each of the chickens, and she fed them. And she put them in a place in her yard where they were able to run around, but they wouldn't be able to get lost, because she wanted to take very good care of them, because she knew that whoever lost them would be back in a while. She didn't know exactly when to pick them up. Every day, Mrs. Bendoza would feed the chickens. And soon, the chickens started laying eggs. And even though Rabbi Hanina Bendoza and his wife didn't even have enough money to buy eggs for themselves, and their whole entire yard was filled with eggs, they did not touch those eggs. They did not bring those eggs into their home to eat, because they didn't belong to them. They were watching them until the owner of the chickens would come back. So there were lots and lots and lots of eggs spread out all over the yard. And soon the chickens sat on their eggs and they hatched. So now there weren't only the original chickens, but also lots of little chicks running all around the Bendoza's yard. Now that there were more chickens, there were eventually more eggs. And more eggs brought about more chickens, and more eggs, and more chickens, and more eggs. And it went on and on and on. And so far, nobody came to reclaim the chickens. So the Bendozas kept taking care of the chickens and the eggs. After a while, there were so many chickens and eggs in the Bendozas' yards that the chickens ended up being in their house too. And the chickens were making so much noise that it was impossible for Rabbi Hanina and for Mrs. Bendoza to fall asleep at night. It was very, very noisy. So they came up with an idea. The next day, Rabbi Hanina Bendoza took all the chickens to the marketplace and he sold them. And with the money, he bought a large herd of goats and brought them to his home. He and his wife thought the goats will take up less space than the chickens. They kept the goats in the barn, and the goats ate the hay from some fields in the forest that didn't belong to anybody. Well, as you can imagine, after a while, the goats gave birth to baby goats. And then those goats grew up and they gave birth to more goats. And all the while, Shmuel never came to pick up the chickens. As more and more and more and more goats were being born, and other goats were growing up and getting bigger and bigger and bigger, It was getting harder and harder for the Mendozas to take care of all of the goats and to make sure that none of them got lost. But they kept doing it with a full heart. One day, many years later, Shmuel happened to be in that same neighborhood again. And he was walking down the street with one of his friends. And the window to the Mendoza's house was open. When Shmuel saw the broken down house, he said to his friend, "That's the house! That's the house!" And his friend said to him, "Shmuel, which house? What are you talking about?" "You see that house," Shmuel said, "quite a few years ago at this house, I lost a bag of chickens. What happened was I was walking past the house holding a bag of chickens. I was very tired and very hungry, and I sat down on this very bench and I fell asleep. And when I woke up, I wanted to go buy some food. But as you can see, there are no stores right here. So I asked somebody for directions to the nearest store, and I had to go to the sign and make a left and walk straight and make a right. And because I knew that it was going to be a long walk, I decided to leave my bag of chickens right here. And later, after I ate and I wanted to come pick up my chickens, I got lost and I just couldn't find this house. So I decided to forget about the chickens, and that was it. Wow, this is the first time in so many years that I'm seeing this house again. It brings back so many memories about that day." Just as the man was speaking, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa was learning Torah right near the open window. And when he heard what Shmuel was saying, he went outside and asked, excuse me, did I hear you say that you once lost chickens here a few years ago?" "Yes, I did," the man answered. "What color were they?" Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa asked. "They were brown, and they were tied together with a red string," the man answered. "Well, then I have something for you," Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa said. "Come with me." Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa called his wife. Guess what? The man is back. And so they showed the man the goats and told him the whole story about what happened to the chickens. Shmuel was shocked. He laughed and laughed. His heart was so filled with joy, he never thought he'd see those chickens again. He couldn't believe it when he heard how hard Mrs. Mendoza and Rabbi Hanina Mendoza worked all those years, taking such good care of the chickens and the eggs and the goats, until they would be able to return them. Wow. Hashavat Aveda is one of 74 mitzvot in this week's Parsha. That's a lot. 74 out of the 613 mitzvot in the Torah are in this Parsha, and the 74 mitzvot touch so many parts of our everyday life. How to act in business, how to act at home, how to speak. So many mitzvot. That the story that we just learned about Mrs. Mendoza and Rabbi Hanina Mendoza is one example of how, when we follow the ways of the Torah, and we realize that they are part of our lives in all parts of our life, how much richer our lives can be, because our lives will be filled with acts of kindness and with doing the will of Hashem. I hope that we can think about Hashavat Aveda. That's a mitzvah that we can do very often in our schools or in our home, and the many other mitzvot that you'll learn about in this week's Parsha, that we can make these mitzvot part of our life, and that our efforts to do so will serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat shalom to all.